Hi, this is Richard Clem, W0IS, continuing with Chapter 1 of our study guide for the technician class exam. We just left off with a reminder that an inductor is just another name for a coil of wire. It can be measured in Henry's, and that is the capability of storing electricity in a magnetic field, because a coil of wire is an electromagnet. And you can store some of that energy in a magnetic field. I guess we call it the opposite of an inductor is a capacitor. And a capacitor is a device that conceptually it's quite simple. It's just two pieces of metal that are separated that are not connected, but are placed very close to each other. Inside that those two sheets of metal, electricity can be stored in an electric field, and a capacitor is measured in farads, F-A-R-A-D, which is the ability to store that energy in an electrical field. That's measured in farads, but more commonly in microfarads or picofarads. One thing that you need to know is that an inductor and capacitor together are used to make what's called a tuned circuit or a resonant circuit. A coil and capacitor go together and they have a frequency that's called their resonant frequency. So when you tune a radio, there's usually an inductor, a coil in there that doesn't change. And usually what you're doing by tuning the tuning knob is changing the capacitance of a variable capacitor. When you do that, you're changing the frequency of this resonant circuit. But you need to know that it's called a tuned circuit or a resonant circuit that are made up of a capacitor and an inductor. And again, inductor is just another name for a coil. A switch, you have to know what the diagram is. A switch, is something to connect or disconnect electric circuits. A relay is an electrically controlled switch. It's turned on and off by an electromagnet. You need to know that little factoid, because a relay is just is an electromagnet that flips another switch on and off. And that's called a relay. The fancy term for it that they'll use on the test is an electrically controlled switch, and that is turned on and off by an electromagnet. You need to know what a fuse is. A fuse is a component that's designed to burn out automatically if the current gets too high, to protect other things. And you need to know the symbol for that. A diode is a component that allows electric current to flow in only one direction, and it's designated by a little arrow. A light-emitting diode is another type of diode, but it gives off light. So your LED flashlight is a component that only lets electricity go through in one direction, but while it's going through in that direction, it gives off electricity. There's one type of transistor shown on the test. You should know the diagram for it. It's known as a bipolar junction transistor, but you don't have to know the name of it. But you just have to know that this little component with three wires coming out of it is called a transistor. One question says that you need to know, well, what is a transistor used for? It's used for amplifying. Usually used for other things, but the main thing that it does is amplify. The test, one of the questions uses kind of a fancy term for that. It calls it a gain-producing component. It produces gain. The signal gains because it gets amplified. So if you see a question there about what is a transistor, one of the answer might be a gain-producing component. Voltage regulator, regulates the voltage. I think you already knew that. An integrated circuit, also known as a chip, there might be a question about that on the test as well. Well, there are a couple of minor points that we didn't necessarily cover in this audio portion of Chapter 1. So I do encourage you to read chapter one carefully, because there might be a couple of minor things we didn't cover, some of which will just be common sense. You can probably just figure out on your own, because there are not too many trick questions on the test. If you see something that looks like it's probably obviously the right answer, and you don't have any reason to believe otherwise, then it probably is the right answer. But from the information I've covered just in this recording, that should get you through all of the basic electrical questions on the test. There will definitely be questions about Ohm's law. There will definitely be questions about power. You will need to use that formula. So remember those formulas. Remember how to draw that little circle on your test as soon as you get the your piece of scratch paper. So that if you choke when you get to that question, you can just look down and the formula will be staring right at you there. Because those will definitely be on the test, and much of this other stuff will probably be on the test as well. From what you've heard so far, you should have a good basic understanding of basic electricity and electronics enough to get you through that portion of the test with no difficulty. Next, we will be moving on to chapter two, where we'll be talking about radio waves. So you can look forward to hearing that in the next segment of this program when we get to chapter two, radio waves. If you do have any questions about this program, again, you can find full information about my book at my website, w0is.com. There will be information about the technician study guide there, where we'll go into more detail on all this information. But I'm confident with what you've just heard so far, you should have no problem at all passing that portion of the test.